My guest at this time is Sherilyn Harley Lebon. She is with the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, which is, of course, a project of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Sherilyn, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, great to be with you this morning, Greg.
One of the things we want to talk to you about, of course, is the ongoing debate, and it seems to be getting more and more fierce, and that's over voter identification. Voters having to present photo ID at the polls. We've talked about it certainly on our program in recent weeks with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, showing in a number of states and now in the District of Columbia with the Attorney General's very ballot that without photo ID, it's not that hard to get somebody else's ballot if you know their name and their address. Yet there still seems to be quite a bit of resistance to this idea. From the Project 21 perspective, what's the right way to go on voter ID?
Well, you know, here are the facts. Let me just take your listeners through kind of the history of this. So after 2000 and the situation we had in Florida with hanging chads, we decided that, we needed to look at how things were done across the country. And one of those things that you saw developing was obviously always getting more people in the voter rolls, right? So we had motor voter ID. We had motor voter ID, which means that when you go to the motor vehicles and you register to get a license or renew your license, you could automatically also enroll to vote. And one of the other things we saw after 2000 is that they decided that they had to give money across the country to kind of the local authorities so that the voting machines in Florida were going to be of the same standard in Oklahoma, right? So you had all this kind of convergence of things, the motor voter ID, the making sure that the voting machines across the country were modernized. And so now what we saw is once you've got people on the rolls, and now that we've got all these great voting machines, now became the trend in various states across the country to make sure and to validate those votes so that when Sherilyn Harley Lebon goes to the voting poll, she says who she says she's going to be, right? So that when I vote, I'm providing ID to validate exactly who I am. And as you know, this is causing great consternation across the country from liberal activist groups, from Attorney General Holder, who says, many of the arguments alleged are saying that it's a great burden for low-income and elderly people to get an additional ID. They say some people have gone so far, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She says that this has taken us back to Jim Crow days. But the facts here are, Greg, is that for lower-income people and for elderly, their birth date and their ID have already been established, particularly if you're an elderly person and you are getting Social Security and you're on Medicare. Believe you me, some verification of your ID and your age has already been established. Medicare requires ID. All those sorts of things have already been established. If you're lower income and you're working in this country, you already have ID. Because as you know, when you start a new job, you have to show ID. And for other lower income people on Medicaid, you have to show ID. That is provided for you. You have to show some sort of ID if you're going to get any type of federal benefits. And let's talk about some other states that face these same problems. Georgia, when they passed their law in 2005, they provided free IDs for Georgia residents. And some of the arguments being alleged have already been addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2008, Indiana law was brought to Supreme Court, and Justice John Paul Stevens, a liberal, writing for the majority opinion, said this. He said, the plaintiffs have failed to make the case that this is causing a burden for any voter, that by presenting additional photo ID is creating a burden and thereby infringing on their voting rights. So I encourage the NAACP, other liberal activists, and also Attorney General Holder, they might want to go back and read that 2008 opinion from the Supreme Court, because it seems as though we've already gone through this with the voter ID laws and whether they're valid or not. And as you know, now Attorney General Holder is challenging the Texas voter ID law, and Governor Rick Perry has vowed to take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Sherilyn, obviously Project 21 is known for its stances on conservative issues from a black perspective, and so I just want to get your insight a little bit more on what Debbie Wasserman Schultz was saying, what Eric Holder has said. You've explained why elderly people and lower income people shouldn't have any problems getting access to the polls as a result of ID issues. What do you make of the contention that this disproportionately impacts minorities in a negative way?
In Georgia, this was not the case. In Georgia, when they passed their law in 2005, they saw black turnout increase in Georgia. So I don't understand why that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and also Jim Clyburn, the representative from South Carolina, are alleging that this is more of a hindrance for black people. I don't know why they're making the arguments that black people, for some reason, are not able to make it down to the agency or whatever sort of system that states set up for getting voter ID, because many states have said, well, you know, in addressing the questions that they've had from a lot of these liberal activist groups, many states have said, listen, we'll make the IDs free or we'll make them available at a nominal cost for, say, maybe $10. So I don't understand why NAACP thinks that black people aren't able or aren't resourceful enough to figure out how to get ID when many states have made it almost very easy.
Well, it's not just the NAACP, Sherilyn. It's the Justice Department. You mentioned the fact that they are very closely reviewing the Texas ID law, and they've already struck down the South Carolina ID law. Why do you think they've done that?
Well, the conspiracy theorist in me, Greg, says this is how the Democrats want to win elections, because they know, and we know the Acorn is very live and well. It's just come back in another name. And you mentioned before when we started this interview that you've had O'Keefe, who has done the yeoman's job of doing videos. He did a video in New Hampshire. He did a video of Vermont. And this is this year in the primaries, showing that people are showing up at the voting polls, Greg, without appropriate ID, and the poll workers are telling him, that's okay. Listen, in America, we are exercising our constitutional right here by voting. The voter workers need to understand that asking for photo ID is a logical and rational step in this voting process, because we want to prevent fraud and we want to validate those individuals who are coming to exercise their constitutional right. But again, the Democrats want to manufacture some sort of scandal and problem that's not already there because they're not able to run on this president's record. They are not able to run on his record, so therefore they have to manufacture problems like the voter ID problem, like the war on women. This is the game you play when you've got no other cards, to deal.
Sherilyn, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Sherilyn Harley-Lebon is with the Project 21 Black Leadership Council, affiliated with the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.